Listen to this news. Global economic shifts signal fragile growth and policy challenges. China falters, trade weakens. China, the world's second largest economy, has shown signs of struggle as fresh trade data reveals further weakening in May. Both exports and imports contracted from a year ago, indicative of subdued global and domestic demand, thus sparking calls for additional central bank stimulus. The declining economic outlook of this Asian giant is cause for global concern. Germany and Europe's strained economies. In Europe, Germany's manufacturing sector also saw another dip in orders, pointing towards the sluggish momentum in Europe's largest economy. Consumer expectations for Eurozone inflation eased significantly in April, bolstering the case for the European Central Bank's unprecedented surge in interest rates to wrap up this summer. Rising interest rates, Canada and Australia. The Bank of Canada and Australia's central bank surprised markets with interest rate hikes, citing the need to cool down their overheating economies. Canada raised the overnight lending rate to 4.75%, the highest since 2001, while Australia left the door open to more hikes. U.S. economy, mixed developments. In the United States, after lawmakers suspended the debt limit, the Treasury projected a significant rebuilding of its cash balance by month's end. However, the U.S. service sector displayed near stagnation in May as business activity and orders decelerated, and a measure of prices paid slid to a three-year low. Emerging opportunities and challenges. Meanwhile, geopolitical shifts and economic sanctions against Russia have created opportunities for China to strengthen its position in the region, particularly with Kazakhstan. Elsewhere, Japan's economy is benefiting from foreign tourists, whose spending power is stimulating the hospitality sector. On the other hand, the biggest shipping gateways on the U.S. West Coast are enduring the longest labor-related disruptions since 2015 due to unresolved disputes between port employers and dockworkers. Latin America and Middle East. In Latin America, Brazil's annual inflation decreased more than anticipated in May, leading to calls for the central bank to relax monetary policy. In the Middle East, Saudi Arabia's decision to cut oil production by about 10% has not significantly boosted prices, potentially straining the kingdom's finances. The World Bank warns that the global economy is headed towards a considerable growth slowdown as steep interest rate increases disrupt activity and create vulnerabilities in lower-income countries. Policymakers worldwide must navigate these complex and interconnected challenges to ensure economic stability and sustainable growth. Business General. RCEP powers forward, a new era of economic integration.